All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have Surah At-Teen. Surah At-Teen is Surah number 95. I will read the surah first, and then we will read it together and have the meaning. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم. I will read it and you read it after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والتين
والزيتون
but actually because we will not stop at والتين so we will say والتيني
تيني
والتيني
والتيني
والزيتون
والزيتون
وطوري
وطوري
سيني
سيني
وهذا
وهذا
البلد
البلد
الأمين
الأمين
لقد
لقد
خلقنا
خلقنا
الإنسان
الإنسان
في أحسن
أحسن
تقويم
تقويم
ثم رددناه
رددناه
أسفل
أسفل
سافلين
سافلين
إلا الذين
الذين
آمنوا
آمنوا
وعملوا
الصالحات
فلهم
أجر غير ممنون
فما
يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم
الحاكمين
والتين
والزيتون
وطور
سينين
وهذا
البلد الأمين
الأمين
لقد
خلقنا
الإنسان
الإنسان
في
أحسن
أحسن
تقويم ثم
رددناه
أسفل
سافلين
إلا
الذين
آمنوا
وعملوا
الصالحات
فلهم
أجر
غير
ممنون
فما
يكذبك
بعد
بالدين
أليس
الله
بأحكم
الحاكمين
So you can read it.
You can read it alone. You can read it. All of you together.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Watini, wasaituni, waturisini, wahadali baladi, alihamin, lakorikalakna, alihisana, fi ahsani takwim, summa radadnahu asfala safilin illa lazina amanu wa hamilu salihati falahum hakrun kairun mumniun fama yukazibuka bahadu billadi bidin alayza allahu bilakami alihakimi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now I will read for you the English translation, the meaning. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the fig and the olive, by mountain Sinai, by the city of security Mecca, verily we created man in the best stature, then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, save those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end, the paradise. Then what or who causes you, O disbelievers, to deny the day of resurrection? Is not Allah the best of judges? Actually, Surah At-Tin, Surah number 95, okay, is one of the surahs of the last part of the Quran, which we clarified that the last part of the Quran is always related. The last part of the Quran is always related to the day of judgment, and it is most of the surahs are reminders of the paradise and also of the punishment of the hellfire. This is the theme of most of the surahs of the 30th part of the Quran. But as we clarified, and alhamdulillah we are clarifying every week, sister, that every surah has its own message. So today inshallah we will know about the message of Surah At-Tin. Actually, the word At-Tin means the fig, okay? And Az-Zaytun means the olive, okay? The message of this surah is with faith. Faith means belief and iman in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man attains his upright nature. So the upright nature of man is attained when he is a believer in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when man deviates from his upright nature, that is to say, from the belief in the unity of Allah and from the straight path of faith, he sinks down into the lowest of the ranks. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 1, 2 and 3, Allah swears to the validity of this rule. Okay, so what is the rule? The rule and the message of this surah is with faith, with the belief in unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man attains his upright nature. Okay, when the man deviates from his upright nature, that is to say from the straight path of belief, he sinks down into the lowest of the ranks. This message has to be clear in the spirit of every believer, so that the goal of every believer is to keep and attain his upright nature. How can I keep my upright nature so that I will not sink down to the lowest of the low? Okay? This is the meaning, this is the message of the surah, which is maybe not so clear. Allah is clarifying that, you know, a man can attain his upright nature if he has faith. If he loses his faith, that is to say, if he will not follow the right path, immediately he will sink down to the lowest of the low. Okay, so if I want to evaluate my life or my, people, they evaluate the people according to their wealth. And they always say, these people are low level. These people are not our standard. This is not the standard of the people whom I can communicate with. So they will ask the sister, why you cannot communicate with those sisters? She will tell you, because a socio-economic level is not my own one. Okay? I am living in, for example, in the medical center, and these sisters are living in that area. So I am very sorry. I can't communicate except people whom they are, living in the same standard like me. I can't communicate with people at a lower level than me. Actually, this is how we evaluate each other in this life. We evaluate each other in this life. Who is the highest standard? And who is the lowest standard? It is up to the wealth and the prestige and the qualification. It is never up to the face. And this is totally wrong in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be clarified in this surah, okay, you can attain your upright nature, you can be in the highest standard when you will follow the right path and you believe and you practice the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will not believe, if you will not, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will not live Islam as a way of life, you will sink down to the lowest ranks. Even if you have the highest qualification, the highest bank account, the highest prestige in the community, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in the lowest ranks because you don't have the faith and you don't believe in Allah and you don't live Islam as a way of life. This is the message of Surah At-Tin. This is the specific message for Surah At-Tin. Okay? So, sisters, according to the rules of the Quran, according to the rule of Surah At-Tin, I have to change the way I am evaluating the people, the way I am evaluating the sisters. When one sister come and tell me Assalamu alaikum, I am not supposed to look to the sister and evaluate her bag and evaluate her clothes and evaluate her car and then ask her, where are you living? Okay, then after be sure 100% that maybe she is from my standard or my rank or higher, I can tell her, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. But if I observe that maybe she is from a lower rank or the lowest rank, she doesn't have a car. This means that she closed all the ways to my heart. I can't even tell her, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Maybe if I respond to her, she will try to be very close to me, and this will make me to sink down to her level. Maybe I will lose my car, Allah knows. I am playing a very dangerous game now. So, sister, this is how the people are evaluating each other. Okay, this is the reality of our worldly life. Okay, everyone is looking to be close to those whom they are very wealthy or they are highly prestigious or they are, highly qualified. These are the good people. These are the high rank people. But the people whom they have faith, whom they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom they live Islam as a way of life, they don't have any value except if they have a bank account to give them weight in the scale. Okay, so this is totally wrong evaluation. Let us from today change the way how we are evaluating the people, and let us evaluate the people according to their faith. Now, yes. Five people are evaluating each other external appearance. If the external appearance is equal to wealth, prestige, qualification, this is an excellent person, even if he or she are in the bar day and night. None of my business. This is her personal issues. When you tell them, sister, don't be deceived by the external, picture and try to evaluate the reality, they will tell you the reality is their own business. This is their personal personal life. Don't interfere in the issue of the personal life of the people, so long as she's well-dressed, she's highly educated, she can talk in a good way, she has very good English, she doesn't have an accent in her English, yes, like you, okay, so she's better than you, okay. Where is the Islam? Nowadays, practically, Islam is out of the equation, okay, so that, you know, we will be realistic, you know, these classes are related to the reality, you see, so now we are realistic, but this is what the people are living. This is none of our business. Our business is that, inshallah, we are true believers. If I am a true believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding me. In this surah, clarifying that, okay, the rank of the people is up to their faith. Those whom they live their faith in their daily life, they are the people in the highest rank. Those whom they forget about their faith, they will sink down to the lowest rank. This is the message of Surah At-Tin, which I will clarify to you now in detail. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 1 and verse number 2 and verse number 3, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, by the fig and the olive, by mountain Sinai, by this city of security, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears to the validity of the rule, which I clarify to you now. Allah swears by the fig, okay, al-teen, the olive, al-zaytun, mountain Sinai, Turi Sinin, the secure city of Mecca, this is al-balad al-ameen, okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by them. In order to know more details about them, you know that number 3, which is Turi Sinin, the mountain Sinai, actually it is the mountain on which Prophet Moses received the divine message. Okay, so that place is having a connection, okay, with the divine message of Prophet Moses. And because of that, Allah is swearing by it. The next one is the city of security, which is Mecca. Mecca is the best place on the earth. Okay, so Allah is swearing by two places related to, you know, two messages. The message of Prophet Musa, Mount Sinai, and the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the question will be, you know, about the fig and the olive. What is the relation between the fig and the olive and the face? Why Allah is swearing by the fig and the olive in this situation of the face? Actually, there are many suggestions. I will mention them to you. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality and the truth. This is the suggestions of the scholars. Okay? Actually, some of them, they said that the fig refers to the fig tree in the heaven, with the leaves which Prophet Adam and his wife Eve tried to cover their private parts. Okay, actually, when the shaitan, okay, deceived the Prophet Adam that he will eat from the tree, okay, so when Prophet Adam ate from the tree, he and his wife, their private part were exposed. So from one of the trees, the leaves of the tree, they were bringing, you know, the leaves from one of the tree to cover their parts. There is a possibility that it is the fig tree, because the papers are big. It has a big size. There is one suggestion. Okay? The other one is that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that the other suggestion is that the fig tree appeared on the mountain where Prophet Noah's ship embarked. Okay? When the ship of Prophet Noah embarked, there was a tree of fig at that place. Okay? And because of that, there is a possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the fig tree because it is related to Prophet Noah. Okay, so these are the two possibilities, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the swearing by the fig tree. Regarding the olive, actually the olive is a reference to Jerusalem, okay, because it is the city of the olive. Okay, all Palestine is the city of the olive. The best olive over the earth is from Palestine. Okay, yes. So the olive is, it either referred to Jerusalem or a mountain in Jerusalem. Okay, the mountain where most of the olive trees, the best olive trees all over the world. Okay, and at the end, as believers, we have to say that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, you know, have the knowledge. Okay. Or olive and fig are just symbols of growth out of land. Okay, maybe Allah knows. Okay, these are the suggestions related. But at the end, we have to learn that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala swears by the fig and the olive, the mountain Sinai, and by this city of security. Allah has referred, okay, in verse number 4, 5, and 6, what Allah said. Allah is swearing that He, Allah, created man in the best stature. So the nature of every man is that he is created in the best stature. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. So you see, this is the fact of that surah. Allah created every man in the best stature. Then Allah reduced him to the lowest of the low, save those who believe in the unity of Allah and do the righteous deeds. Okay? The true believers. So you know, sister, this is the message of this surah, which everyone has to realize and everyone has to know and everyone has to believe in while we are still in the worldly life. So that on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have this surah witness against the Muslims, okay, and Allah will clarify that He said in the Quran, we reduced man to the lowest of the low. So, if I am not living my life believing in the unity of Allah and doing good deeds, this means that my life is in the rank of the lowest of the low. This is, you know, the equation which most of us, when we read Surah At-Teen, we don't get it. The message of Surah At-Teen is that if you are not a true believer in the unity of Allah and doing good deeds, not only believe plus good deeds, okay, you are one of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced them to the lowest of the low. Okay, and actually, you know, sisters, if we try to look around, okay, and to reflect, okay, and to look to the Muslims, let us forget about non-Muslims, we Muslims, okay? Muslims by name, most of the Muslims, unfortunately, nowadays, are not the ones whom they are true believers and doing the good deeds, okay? Because, you know, the belief is not only belief by heart. Belief by heart, proved by good deeds. Okay, belief is what, when they, you know, to know the definition of belief in Islam, belief is what is in your heart, okay, and proved by your good deed. If you don't prove it, you don't have a belief. Okay, because if you have a belief, you will be all the time proving it by your good deeds. Okay, so now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that fact. Those whom we are not the true believer and doing the good deeds, Allah is reducing them. You know, sister, this is, you know, this is, subhanAllah, verses of the Quran which it needs every Muslim and every believer to try to reflect on it many times. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us the Quran. For those whom they have heart and they have mind to think it over and to take time with the Quran. We don't take time with the Quran. We just memorize the small surahs and we recite it in the prayer and we taught it to our kids and that's it. This is not the message of the Quran. The message of the Quran is the message of life. So there are all the wisdom of the life is in this book. In just this small surah, which is 8 verses, okay, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a very critical message. Oh, you human beings, those whom they are not true believer in the unity of Allah and doing the good deeds, you are reduced by Allah to the lowest of the low. When I look around me, I notice that there are a lot of Muslims, okay, whom they are not living Islam as a way of life. And Allah knows about their belief. They are not praying, they are not coming to the masjid, sometimes they are not fasting, whatever. They don't relate to Islam except by name. But in reality, I noticed that they have a lot of wealth. They have very big car, they have a lot of home, they are very prestigious. They are reduced to the lowest of the low. Sisters, try to know the reality. The reality in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the car and the house and the prestige, because Allah is the owner of everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified that if the worldly life costs more than a wing of a mosquito, he will never give it to a disbeliever. So this means that all the worldly life, all the mansions on the earth, okay, everything in this life, all the gold and the oil and everything, okay, it doesn't cost a wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about your house, which is 5,000 meter, and your car, which is Mercedes 2009? Zero. Nothing. Yes, nothing. Lowest of the low. This is lowest of the low. Sister, let us wake up before it is too late. You know, I always like to reflect on the Quran, okay, while we are comparing these facts with our worldly life. How the people, you know, are totally deceived, completely deceived. And they are under the impression that one day I can go to Hajj. One day I can give a lot of charity. One day. Okay, after the age of 60. After I did everything. And I enjoy everything. And I deceive on all the levels. And I collect the biggest bank account. Then, inshallah, one day I will go to Hajj and I will wash everything and I will come back a new human being. I will spend some of the haram money for charity, no problem, because I can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I am the highest rank of the human being. These are human beings. These are people whom they have mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a baby. We will deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, sister, the more and more you know about Allah. Allah said in the Quran, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Those whom they are the most fearing of Allah are the ones whom they have the most knowledge about Allah. The more you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more and more and more you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is going on around us, you know, sisters, just to have this surah teen, okay? When you go home, just try to have time and reflect. Tell to yourself, myself, I don't want to live my life like those whom they are deceived. And those whom, you know, sister, there is a very important, you know, word which Allah, you know, is sending it to us in this surah. Allah is saying that we reduced him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one reducing those whom they are living Islam as a way of life. You have to believe that the spirits are Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reducing the spirits of the people to the lowest of the low. Having everything but depressed, they cannot feel, you know, the blessings around them. Why? Because the one who sends the blessing blocks the blessings. Block the way of the blessing to the heart. So you have the car in front of the house, but I don't want to go out. You have a lot of food in the refrigerator, but I am on a diet. I can't eat anything. Yes, all the time. You know, it is always like this, subhanAllah. You have the blessing, but the problem is, on the day of judgment, you will be questioned about all these blessings. So, why to get it from the haram, if... You know, you will be questioned about it, and still you are not enjoying it. You see how the people, subhanAllah, we don't understand anything in this life. Because we are just running. If we just have 1 hour, you see this 1 hour per week, all praise to Allah, to discuss the meaning of the Quran, you feel that you new ideas. You know what is going on? I have to reflect and I have to be aware, sister. I will clarify to you now. We have to know all these realities now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 4, 5 and 6, He is clarifying that Allah perfected all the creation, but man has enjoyed extra care. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected all His creation, but man had enjoyed extra care. The superiority of man's creation is apparent in his spiritual qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the man in a way which enables him to attain a standard superior to that of the highest ranking angels. You know, sister, this is what we have to know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the human being to be in a rank higher than the angels. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with angel Jibreel going to the skies, you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded angel Jibreel to stop and commanded Prophet Muhammad to keep on ascending. You see, this is the mankind in the sight of Allah in a rank higher than the angels. You see, this is when the man is believing in the unity of Allah and living his life doing the good deeds, Allah will put him in a rank higher than the angels. You see, so actually man is giving that ability, okay, to be in the highest ranking, more than the angels, but also man is giving the ability to sink down to a level lower than animals, who praise their Lord and fulfill their function on earth as they are guided to do. But man who has given the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim the best abilities, man denies his Lord and sinks down, right down. In verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, verily we created man in the best stature. This is a reference to man's nature and ability. So what is the nature of the man? The man is created in the best nature. All praise to Allah. And in the best stature. Okay. Then verse number 5, that when man forces his nature away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reduce him to the lowest of the low. Okay, this is verse number 5. Verse number 6, Allah is clarifying, save those who believe and do the righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward, okay, without end. A reward without end. These are men who stick to the upright nature, consolidate it with the faith and righteous deeds, elevate it towards the level of perfection until finally they will attain a life of perfection in the world of perfection. You know, sisters, I again and again I want to remind myself and to remind every one of you, this worldly life is the life of hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this in the Quran. As true believers, having a mind, okay, believing that Allah is the creator, Allah is the one who knows everything. When Allah clarified to us and taught us and informed us, this worldly life is hardship, this worldly life is a test. So I will tell to myself, Mona, okay, don't have big expectations. This is hardship, this is test. Be ready for that. But Mona, wake up. Wake up. Remember, okay, there is another place. That place is forever. That place is the place of perfection. Allah is preparing it. There must be a paradise. And there must be a hellfire, logically. This is logic. If some people come to this life and they live according to the rules of the Creator, okay, this is not allowed, this is not allowed, this is not allowed, this is not allowed. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the worldly life is the prison of the believer. Why the prison of the believer? Because I am not allowed for most of the, you know, delights of the worldly life when they are haram. I am not allowed. When you tell me, Sister Mona, for example, Balqis talked to you, you know, today in a very arrogant way, reply to her, for example. I will tell you, no, I can't, I am not allowed. I am not allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't allow me to reply. When you tell me, Sister Mona, for example, you find $500 on the floor in the masjid, just put it in your pocket and run. I tell you, no, I can't, I am not allowed. I have to take this money in spite of the fact I have only $1 in my pocket. I cannot have it. I have to give it to those whom they, you know, they have the authority. When you tell me, for example, Sister Mona, your husband sometimes is not good with you, put your hand in his pocket and get the money which you are looking for. I tell you, no, I can't. When you tell me now you have, for example, a big amount of money, this and that, don't give anything to your husband. I tell you, no, I can't. Whatever you tell me against the rules of Allah, I tell you I am in the presence of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. I am a true believer. My life is a present. If I want to prove to myself that I am a true believer, I will be living in the prison of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That prison is the biggest gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the true believer, because that prison is closing all the gates of the shaitan to my spirit. All praise to Allah. Whatever the shaitan is trying to come into my spirit, I am closing it because I am in the prison of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that I lived all my worldly life in a prison. All my worldly life. That food, I cannot eat it. That clothes, I cannot put it. That word, I cannot say it. That money, I cannot get it. That place, I cannot go and visit. Any beach where there are women whom they have this kind of swimming suit, I cannot go to that place. In spite of the fact I like the beach, I like to look at the sea, but I am not allowed because I am living in the prison of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a prison which closes all the gates of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what was my life? My life was a hardship. I never enjoy anything from this worldly enjoyment. But in reality, my spirit was alive. My spirit was at a different place. My spirit was living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My spirit was looking for the other place. My spirit was looking for the paradise. When you tell me, Sister Mona, today, what are you looking for? You are looking to have a trip to Egypt? I tell you no. You are looking to have a new car? I tell you no. You are looking to have a new home? I tell you no. You tell me, Sister Mona, you want to have this operation left face because you look very old? I tell you no. You tell me what you are looking for? I tell you I'm looking for the paradise. I want to go to paradise, inshallah. This is my goal. I am living for that goal. Why I am living for that goal? Because I am a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah clarified to us that life is hardship. And there is no way to enjoy the worldly life, sisters, in reality. What the people are enjoying is deceiving happiness. It is not the real happiness. The real happiness is totally different. The real happiness, you feel it when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing Allah, obeying Allah, struggling for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for the paradise. When I remember the paradise, I tell to myself, all praise to Allah. Now I feel calm. Now I feel peace and tranquility. What about the worldly life? Hardship, hardship, hardship. When you are living with this concept, all praise to Allah. You are the one who knows the truth. This is the guidance. This is the guidance. But the people, subhanAllah, they are under the impression that they are the one who knows the truth. They are not guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah As-Sad, except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. Except those whom they are true believers and they do the good deeds and they are very little. Very little. Don't expect that when you have 100 sisters inside the masjid, 50% of them will be true believers and doing good deeds. No. When you have 100 sisters inside the masjid, you have to expect that maximum 5 of them, true believers and good deeds. If you have 5 out of 100, excellent. Sometimes you have thousands and there is no one doing good deeds and believing in the unity of Allah. And when they asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his nation in the future, he said, there are millions and millions and millions with no power. He said, they told him, why? Because of the enemies? He told them, no, because they are, like the water vapor. No power, powerless. He told him why. He said, because of the love of the worldly life and the long hope. When you tell me, Sister Mona, you have this jacket for 1 year, can you give it as a charity? I told you, what? Charity? Inshallah, I will live up to the age of 90 and I will keep on putting it still. I have long time. Why you want to take my jacket now? This is the long hope in the worldly life. You see, this is how we are living. You see, when you tell to one sister, sister, put hijab and, you know, and do hajj and this and that, she will tell you, I'm still young. I am 59. Give me 5 years more. Yes. 5 more years. I want to enjoy. Still I have a beautiful hair. Still I have a beautiful body. I am still very good shape. When I am out of everything, out of order, inshallah I will go to Hajj and I will put hijab. Now, no. But I am a true believer. In verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, then what or who causes you to deny the day of resurrection? Actually, in verse number 7, the importance of faith in human life becomes clear. Faith is the elevating path through which the upright nature ascends to its ultimate perfection. It is the rope stretched between man and his maker. It is the light showing him where to put his feet. When the rope is cut and the light is put out, this results in the fall down the steep path into the lowest of the low. Okay? Again, you know, sister, I clarified to you before that the man is consists of two elements, the clay and the spirit. Okay? Actually, the clay element in man make up separates from his spiritual element, okay, when the man is not connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that the spiritual element inside you is working. When you disconnect with Allah, you are only a clay, and we are only animals, because animals are clay. Man is clay and spirit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we disconnect the spirit, we are only clay. Eating, drinking, sleeping, fighting. But the animals are better than us, because the animals are obeying Allah, fulfilling the goal of their creation. We mankind, we have another goal. We are not fulfilling our goal because, you know, we cut the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that. What makes you man? What makes you man belie this religion after you have known this fact? Okay, the fact that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduces down those whom they are not true believer and doing good deeds. After having realizing the importance of faith in the life of humanity, and after being aware of the destiny awaiting for the disbeliever who refused to follow the right faith. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is not Allah the best of judges? Regarding this last verse of the surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah is saying, is not Allah the most just when He gives this ruling concerning the destiny of creation? Okay, those whom they don't follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their final destination will be the hellfire. So sisters, when you read and when you recite this verse, okay, actually it was mentioned that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you have to say, yes, Allah is the best of judges. Okay, so when you recite it in Arabic, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ, you have to say this. Okay, when you will read it in Arabic, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ, you will say, نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Okay, I want you to say it so that you remember the message of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نَعَمْ, okay, نَعَمْ اللَّهُ أَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Allah is the best of judges. Okay? Allah is the best of judges. Na'am is noon, ayn, meem. Na'am, you put na'am instead of alaysa, you know, in between, so it will be na'am, Allahu ahkam al-hakim. Okay? Na'am, Allahu ahkam al-hakim. Okay, let us recite it now together, inshallah. And I hope that, inshallah, sisters, from today, we don't evaluate the people except according to their belief and righteous deeds. Not only believe, Okay, the righteous deeds is the proof of the belief, and let us forget about, you know, the wealth and about the prestige and about any worldly value, because actually, if we are those kind of people evaluating the people according to the worldly value, this means that we are from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced them to the lowest of the low. Okay, so let us now together, inshallah, I will read and you read after me.
الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسنين وطور سينين وأذى البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر خير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بالحاكم؟
نعم
الله
أحكم. نعم الله أحكم.
الحاكم.
Say,
I will say it. When you will recite the last verse, you will say, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. First, you have to close the Quran. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. نَعَمْ. Say after me. اللَّهُ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِ. Again, نَعَمْ. اللَّهُ أَحْكَمُ الحاكمين. The third time. نعم. الله أحكم الحاكم.
Oh Allah, our Lord, would conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trial of lifetime and after death. Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Jazakumullah khair. Bye.